Why did you become a Christian and someone else did not? It should humble you. So the point of the passage today in Mark is this. You cannot humble yourself too much. You just can't. You cannot humble yourself too much. The Bible, which I call God's mouthpiece, is always dealing with human pride, human arrogance, people thinking too highly of themselves and not low enough. But in our day, we are far too consumed with making sure everybody has self-esteem, self-importance, making sure everybody gets a participation award and patted on the head and told they are good boys. Well, what about people with depression? Even depression is just pride in a mask, in thinking too much about yourself. Depression doesn't come from somebody being too humble. And as I wrestled with this text this week, I had to cut the own legs of my own pride off to humble myself. So just go ahead and open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9. That's where we're going to be today. Mark chapter 9, we're only covering two sections, and they go together. So sort them out in your brain. The first one is Jesus, okay, the only one who is worthy of all praise, is going to predict his own humiliation, dying a criminal's death for sins that are not his own. First part. Second part, I'm not making this up. The disciples argue about who is the goat. The disciples are arguing about which one of them is the greatest. I know, right after Jesus lowers himself. These are unimpressive, ragtag group of nobodies, and they are arguing who is the best among them. It's ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous when I say it, but Jesus puts them in their proper place. So we're going to pick it up in Mark chapter 9. We're going to start in verse 30. Leaving that region, they just healed a demon-possessed boy. They traveled through Galilee. Jesus didn't want anyone to know where he was because he wanted to spend more time with his disciples and teach them. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. He will be killed. 3 days later, he will rise from the dead." They didn't understand what he was saying. However, they were afraid to ask him what he meant. The contrast here is extreme. It is intentional. He didn't put these stories in order on accident. Jesus is the only sinless human to ever walk this earth. And he is going to be betrayed. He is going to be given to his enemies. His enemies. A side note here. This is a side note. If you are not a friend of God, you are his enemy. The Bible is clear that God has enemies. That's not the point of the passage, so let's keep going. But here, Jesus, get this. This Jesus, he feeds people without needing to go to the store. This Jesus. This Jesus who commands demons and they obey him. This Jesus. This Jesus who makes a paralyzed man walk and helps the blind see. This Jesus is going to be killed. And get this, the disciples were even unwilling to take the conversation there. Too afraid to ask him. Chapter 8, he predicts his own death. Chapter 9, he predicts his own death. Chapter 10, he predicts his own death. He's pouring out his heart to his disciples. And all three times, the disciples exalt themselves instead of humble themselves. In chapter 10, don't turn there, but we're going to get there. In chapter 10, Jesus gives specific details. Chapter 10, I will be spit on, he says to his disciples. I will be whipped. Spit on, whipped. I will be flogged. He's listing these things to his disciples, and I will be killed. And I'm not making this up. The next verse says, James and John says, will you do us a favor, Jesus? I'm not kidding. Can you give us places of honor in your kingdom? Are you serious? This isn't about you. This is about him. So up on the screen, you are the closest to reality. And I mean, you're the closest to what is true, what is actual, when you humble yourself the most. You see, the thing is, we are not impressive people. We're only impressive when we try to compare ourselves with one another. We're not impressive spiritually. Jesus wasn't impressed with the disciples' faith. He often rebuked them. We're not impressive humanly. This is a side note. This is not in my notes. It's not inappropriate. Did you know that Michael Jordan, some of you don't know who he is, his security detail, do you know what his code name was for his security detail when he was overseas? Yahweh. They called him God, referring that he was the most important person in the room. We're not impressive. Three other scriptures real quick. James 4:6, God opposes the proud. That's opposition to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. It's in your Bible too. Galatians 6:3, if you think you are important, you are fooling yourself. I wonder how many people highlighted that in their Bibles. And then it says, you're not that important. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself under the mighty power of God. You see the contrast? You're small. He's mighty. So back to the story. Jesus, God's own son, track this, leaves heaven where angels worshiped him. It's paradise there. Perfect unity with his Father, no sin, no cursed world. He leaves heaven and is born into a poor family. Born as a human, humbles himself to earth to die for our sins. Die for sins not his own. Did it ever occur to you that God purchased you with his own blood? Did that ever occur to you? He didn't buy you with something that he created. He didn't buy you with something that he made and he can just replace. He bought you with his own blood. Mark chapter 9, 33 through 37. Let's finish this out. He just humbled himself. After they arrived at Capernaum, settled in a house, Jesus asked his disciples, what were you discussing out on the road? But they didn't answer, because they had been arguing about which one of them was the greatest. When Jesus asks you a question, you can't lie your way out of it. He kind of already knows. So he sat down, he called the 12 over to him, and he said, whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone. And then he does this object lesson. He takes a child among them, taking a child in his arms. He said to them, anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. Anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but my Father who sent me. Just imagine right now, sitting around with your buds, literally trying to decide who's the greatest among you. Now here's the crazy thing, for at least you men, you think you had a shot at it. If you were to sit around with your besties, you think, actually, I feel like I might be the one. That's so stupid. That's so unhelpful, so unproductive, and the point of all of it is just going to expose your pride, expose your ego, expose that you just want to make much of yourself. Well, Jesus responds to their debate, even though they never told him about it, and he answers with, humble yourself. Lower yourself. Take last place. And then he does this object lesson where he welcomes a child. Now get this. We always like wonder, what is he talking about when he like brings these child in? Like, kind of weird. The point is, a child is dependent. That's the point. The point is, a child has no achievements to brag about. You know this. What is a child going to brag about? He can use a spoon? The point is, a child has no greatness. They're not strong. When you're a child, your backyard was huge, and your dad could lift a house. Right? That's the faith of a child. When you're a child, you are weak. You have no wealth. True story. When I was a child, I sold my most precious baby blanket to my grandpa for a quarter. I wouldn't even believe it if they hadn't taken a photo. I thought that was a lot of money. Help me stop sucking my thumb. 25 cents goes a long ways. When you're a child, you have no power, no wealth, you have no achievement, no greatness, no strength. Here it is, you have nothing to offer. That's what humility in the kingdom looks like. The same text in Matthew 18, he says, unless you turn from your sins and become like a child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Those are strong words. You will never get in. So here is my point. Do not make yourself the hero of your own story. We're not impressive. The disciples were arguing about which one of them is the greatest, and Jesus knew it. And here's the crazy part. Your pride can keep you out of heaven. Your pride. That's how serious it is. Your pride can keep you from humbly surrendering like a child to Jesus. Unless you become like a child, you will never see the kingdom of heaven. You cannot be too humble. Even in all of the Bible, I have looked for it. In all of the Bible, there is never an example or a time when somebody humbled themselves too much. Look for it. You got the same Bible I do? Not once did somebody humble themselves too much, and if there ever was anyone who came close, it was Jesus himself. Philippians chapter 2 says it this way. Just listen for all the times it says humble. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourself. Let's have that attitude. Don't look out for your own interests, but take the interest of others too. You must have the same attitude that Jesus had. Look at this. Verse 6, though he was God, that's kind of a big deal, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling on to, but instead he gave up his divine privileges, took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human. That's humility. He appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. That's who we sing to. None of us have humility like that. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place of honor and gave him the name above every name. If you don't shudder at this, you should. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, promise, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He was the most exalted man. He humbled himself beyond anything we could ever imagine, and he is exalted again at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is the hero of the story. Let's pray. I ask that you would give us humility. Even me. Would you remind us daily who you are in comparison to who we are? Would you help us to have faith like a child, not like the disciples? I ask that you would make much of Jesus and that we would be useful to you, that we wouldn't be the hero of our own story. but we would point people to your Son. It's in His name we pray. Amen.